Gotta say good morning and welcome to She Speaks right here on Radio Caribbean International. Very exciting morning. I get to speak to some very interesting conversation this morning. And every time I get to do She Speaks, is really I'm really cool because I get to speak to some people doing so many different things. I'm very happy to welcome this morning Charlotte. Good morning, Charlotte, and how are you doing?
Good morning. How are you? I'm very good. Thank you.
Let me tell you, I've done so much research. I think I'm almost qualified to be an assistant in preparation for this interview. But before we do that, of course, we always like to say a
That's
special
true.
Thank you.
We need some men to have more awareness.
let's, of course, start off by thanking our sponsor, Bank of St. Lucia Courts and Dermalogics. We really want to thank you guys for partnering to make this program possible. Charlotte, let's go over to you. The first question we always have to ask, tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Okay, so I'm director of the Fertility Center in Rodney Bay. We also have clinics in Souffre and Beaufort, and I have other clinics in Antigua, Grenada, and Dominica. I also have a weight management center, so it's not all focused on those that are trying to conceive. We also treat those that have diabetes, hypertension, polycystic ovaries, and other medical conditions.
That's so much to take in, but of course you are a fertility practitioner. Am I right to say that? So let's start off by that. And what is a fertility practitioner?
Okay, so basically, I help people. I help couples to conceive. So we have people that have. I help people. I help couples to conceive. So we have people that have problems on the women's side, such as they have polycystic ovaries, which we will cover in a while. They may not be ovulating. We have issues on male infertility. So it could be low sperm count. It could be varicocele. Different problems that can basically prevent a couple from conceiving. So we treat those problems and we do various diagnostics tests to see what ultrasounds are saying, pelvic ultrasounds, whether the woman has cysts or fibroids, or if she has any regular cycle, does she have any hormone imbalance. We check the male side, so we do semen analysis, we check sperm count, sperm motility. We check the makeup of the sperm, the morphology, you know, whether those sperm are healthy enough to penetrate an egg. So we cover both sides of the female and male infertility. And then if there's any problems, we look to correct those.
How did you get started in this? I mean, why that profession?
It's something I've always been interested in. My parents live in Grenada, so I went to the medical university there and started to study my sciences. And then I got more in depth in, especially with polycystic ovaries, because the rate of PCOS in the Caribbean is actually very high. And a lot of the link between PCOS is the diabetes as well, which we have the highest rate per capita in the world in St. Lucia. So I see so many women every week with PCOS, and it is a struggle because it's not just a hormone condition. It's a very complex condition. It's about insulin resistance. It's about weight gain, infertility. There's so many issues that come under this hormone condition. And I just love to help women to be able to manage it.
Now, you said PCOS, right? I got that right?
Yeah.
What is PCOS again? Remind us.
So it's polycystic ovarian disease or syndrome. You can call it disease or syndrome.
Nice. And how does one treat that?
So first of all, we'd have to diagnose it.
Okay.
So usually it's diagnosed by a pelvic ultrasound, and the pelvic ultrasound will show lots of little multiple cysts around the ovaries. But somebody can also have PCOS without having the cysts. So they may have some other problems that would indicate a diagnosis of PCOS. So it could be higher androgen levels. It could be higher testosterone levels. It might be irregular cycles, facial hair, weight gain, insulin resistance. So normally if we could pick two of those and we've got like the cysts or we've got two other of those symptoms, we can diagnose PCOS. And then we need to look at the type of PCOS. So there's actually different types of PCOS as well. So there's inflammatory PCOS. There's the one where you have cortisol, too much stress, that can indicate PCOS. hormonal, where your testosterone levels are too high. So the woman is showing higher male hormones rather than the female hormone.
Okay.
So she'll have some facial hair. And also, we also look at the gut health as well. So we look at your diet as well. So there's many ways that we treat. We first check what type of PCOS you have, and then we treat accordingly.
Now, how can you tell if you may possibly have PCOS? What are some of the signs that people on their own can say, okay, maybe I do have this?
Okay, so I can typically tell just by looking at someone whether they do have PCOS. Basically, most of the time you will see that the person is overweight. They may have some darkening of the skin on their neck, which could indicate insulin resistance, which is linked to diabetes. They are having irregular cycles, so they might skip 2 months here and there. They might have some spotting in between. They might realize that after a year of trying to get pregnant, then they're not getting pregnant, so they may not be ovulating. That's a big sign of PCOS. What else? Hair loss. A lot of ladies with PCOS experience hair loss as well, and acne on the skin. So normally I can just look at someone and I can have a look and say, yes, you look like you have it, but let's do some diagnostic tests. But at the same time, you can be very small, you can be very underweight and not have any of these symptoms, and you can still have PCOS. But just generally, that is what someone with PCOS, with the amount of ladies that I see every week, that is the typical outlook. But as I said, you can be underweight and have PCOS as well.
That's pretty amazing. And again, a lot of information to take in. Very interesting. Of course, you also qualified in fertility acupressure, right? I got to make sure I pronounce this right.
Yeah. So acupressure is a form of traditional Chinese medicine.
Right.
I use it. It's very similar to reflexology. I use it for boosting the metabolism for weight loss. I use it for correcting hormones. It's also very good for stress relief as well.
Now, with all these things, how do you know what treatment do you use for, like, do you use acupressure for this? How do you know what treatment to use? I guess it comes with experience, but I don't know.
So I take a holistic outlook. So right. I look at the person holistically and I talk to them, and I'm also a therapist. So I try to figure out, you know, what points do we need to work on? Do they have higher levels of cortisol, which is a stress hormone? Do we need to work on their stress? Are they insulin resistant? Then I would do diet plans and I would do weight management with them and check on their blood sugars. Or basically, I would cover all areas to make sure that they're treated in every aspect. Because as I said, PCOS is not a condition where you can just put someone on the contraceptive pill and to correct periods. Because once you've done that, when they come off the pill, they're still going to have the same problem. So we try to treat every single area that comes under this PCOS umbrella.
Now, when we just briefly touched on acupuncture. Now, we know acupuncture for back aches, knee aches, and other ailments. How can you help? How can acupuncture help with fertility?
So it's acupressure.
Acupressure,
practice.
Sorry.
It's very similar. I don't use needles, but it's more of a fingertip medicine.
Okay.
It helps to balance the hormones. It helps with stress relief. So a lot of reason why women don't get pregnant is because they're very stressed out. They're stressed out from trying to get pregnant. They're stressed out from work. So we do a lot of relaxation sessions for stress. And also low libido as well. With back to polycystic ovaries again, the ladies have high testosterone levels, which is a male hormone, so they not often have a very low libido. So a lot of these therapies and medications that we use bring up your progesterone levels and increase the libido again, and bring up your progesterone levels and bring down the testosterone effects, so they have more of the female hormone and not the male hormone. So that helps to reduce the facial hair and the acne as well.
That's pretty interesting. Now, you studied at St. George's University, Grenada, and in the London University for Tropical Diseases. Let's talk about you now. We spoke about all the formal aspect of it, which is totally reversed on how we do the interview. But let's talk about you. What was your experience like at school, going to university? Was it challenging? Well, we expect it to be challenging. It's medicine field. But what was it like for you?
I'm lucky because my parents live in Grenada, so it was still part of my home for a long time, even before then. So I was quite comfortable there, enjoyed it. I also am from the UK originally, so London School of Tropical Diseases did a big study on chikungunya as well. So things that affect trying to conceive especially what's going on now with the COVID situation as well. I like to keep up to date with everything that can affect trying to conceive.
That's pretty amazing. And of course, I'm trying not to touch too much on COVID because that's too, it tends to be too.
No, we don't want to talk about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it kind of tends to be so controversial. So I'm trying not to to touch it about that. After going on, when you study something like tropical diseases, like it's always evolving. Like you rightfully said, you have to study chikungunya.
Always.
And there's always something. How do you keep updated? How do you keep current on all the tropical diseases that just miraculously appear?
So I keep up to date because of the colleges I went to.
Right.
They always have new courses coming out. So, for example, when chikungunya came out, we were studying the effects on the baby and also while the baby was during the pregnancy, during gestation. So it's very important to know these things so we can advise, you know, if it's safe for the woman to get pregnant or they should wait until the pandemic is over, especially with chikungunya and things like this where the babies were being born with abnormal features and things like that. We wanted to make sure that we were given the right, correct advice as well.
Now, you take a holistic approach to your practice. You ever find a conflict in, do you do natural or do you do the prescription medicine? Do you ever have that conflict?
Not really, because we do a combination of both. So we do herbal medication, we do pharmaceuticals, and we do prescription medication as well. So I work with several doctors around the island, such as Dr. St. Rose, Dr. Lendor, and we prescribe medication if we can't fix anything naturally. So we prefer to do it naturally, and if we can't, then we use fertility drugs like Clomid and Letrozole to stimulate the ovaries for women that are not ovulating. And for men, we might use some prescription drugs as well to increase the sperm count if herbal medication is not working. So we as I said, we take a holistic approach. We don't go down one route specifically. We try to keep as many options open as possible so the patient is treated in the best way possible.
Now, I like that you said treatment for men, because when you hear about a fertility clinic, you automatically think that, you know, that's some place that women go to and not necessarily the men. So how, like, if what signs, I don't think we stress on the signs for women, but what signs can men look for to maybe suggest that they may be potentially infertile or they need some?
Okay. So they wouldn't know what their sperm count was or how their sperm motility, the movement of their sperm were, unless they did a semen analysis. But things that they could pick on and pick up on and recognize is, for example, if they've been in a relationship with a woman for, say, more than a year and they've been actively trying to get pregnant, and that woman previously has children and now in this current relationship she's not getting pregnant, that could be an indication that maybe there's something going on, that maybe they should go and get a semen analysis or come and do a fertility checkup.
Oh, that's pretty
also amazing. There's a condition called varicocele, which is very thick veins in the testicles. So if you notice, if the men notice that they have some very thick veins in the testicles, it's kind of like, it feels like cooked spaghetti. That's how it feels when you would touch your testicles and feel that. That's a condition where it prevents the sperm going through whilst ejaculation. So that's something to look out for. But in terms of sperm count and motility and the morphology, they would have to do a semen analysis to actually see what's going on there.
I feel as if I'm definitely in another biology class and I'm learning so much. It is pretty amazing. What is the difference between fertility treatment and fertility enhancement?
Okay, so are you talking more? So if you're talking more towards males that have problems, you know, achieving erection, I guess that's what you're getting to?
No, I mean, it goes both ways. For both ways,
Men that are not actively trying, they can already start to increase them as their fertility by eating properly, eating healthy, diet, exercise, not consuming too much sugar, checking on their doing regular hypertension and diabetes screening, because diabetes can affect, it can cause problems with erection as well. So all of these things need to be checked on, and for when the time is right that they actually want to specifically try to conceive.
Yeah. Good enough answer. I'll take that. In your practice, what has been some of the best experience or the most notable experience that you've had, you know, throughout your practice?
One of the most memorable patients I had, obviously I can't mention names,
but
somebody that was trying for about 20 years. She was trying to get pregnant with her partner, and they came to me for two visits, and she had PCOS, and we did 2 months of diet change, progesterone supplements, and some other changes in lifestyle. And then she got pregnant, and, you know, just to see her, just to see, did the pregnancy test, and it came out positive, just to see her her reaction and her husband's reaction, because it was just probably the longest in time that someone had been trying that I'd actually treated and been successful. So I was really happy with that.
Wow, that is amazing. And yeah, it's amazing to know the something as simple as probably diet change and probably, you know, how it could seriously, you know, in positively impact your chances of getting pregnant. So that is pretty amazing. Now, we're about to close. We just have a couple more minutes. So I don't know if you want to leave any tips with our ladies listening right now on how to get themselves ready for, you know, pregnancy. Yep.
So I would say generally, if you've been trying to get pregnant and you are under 30, you can give it about a year. And if nothing happens, then at that point, maybe you should seek fertility help. If you're over 35, however, after 35, fertility rapidly goes downhill in women, not necessarily men, but definitely in women. So after 35, if you've been trying for 6 months and you haven't been successful, at that point, I would seek fertility treatments just so that you can start as soon as possible, because your eggs are as old as you are. So the quality of the egg starts to deteriorate every year that you get older.
Wow, that is amazing. I don't know if we discussed that earlier on, but what are some some of the basic treatments that are available? I know you said supplements, diet, anything else specifically?
So we use fertility treatments. For those that are not ovulating, we use fertility drugs. We do progesterone therapy. We do diet change, lifestyle changes. I do counseling. We do IVF support. So if a person has blocked tubes, for example, we work with Barbados Fertility Center. So we get them ready for IVF in terms of their blood tests and semen analysis and all the checks that they need. So we offer the support before they go for IVF. What else do we do? We basically cover everything, all hormone conditions, high prolactin levels, high testosterone levels, male infertility factors. Yeah.
You cover it all. That's the most important. And the thing about it, you're now across the region. And how did that expansion happen? And where did you first start?
So it happened quite quickly. I started off in Rodney Bay. So the centre's been open for 9 years now.
Okay.
And then I opened in Viewfort. So I have an office at Dr. Lendl's office on Clark Street, and I have an office in Souffray. And then from then, I kept getting queries from like Dominica and Grenada and Antigua for me to go over there. So already in Grenada, obviously, I already have family there. So it was easy to open up there. And then I went to Dominica, and that was probably my most popular place, actually. And then I extended to Antigua just before the COVID situation. So I haven't been able to go for a while, but I do online consultations still.
That is pretty amazing. And I mean, you're probably helping so many people around the region, and they must be very appreciative of your service. I could only imagine. Especially after this interview, most notably is that experience that you gave me of that couple for 20 years trying and then being able to conceive. That must be, like you truly say, a marvelous experience for you in your practice. And I guess we wish you all the best in that and continue doing what you're doing. Just before we close, I don't know if you want to give people your contact information and also how they could get your social handles or wherever you want them to go.
So on Facebook, we have two pages. We have Fertility Advice St. Lucia, and we have the Natural Fertility Center St. Lucia. The same on Instagram. And my contacts for my clinic is 714-5006.
Repeat again, so just people can get it.
714-5006.
All right, great. Thank you so much for joining us on She Speaks
Thanks
this morning. It was very much, even for me, I learned a lot. I'm not sure if I was supposed to learn this much, but I'm really truly grateful for you joining us this morning. I wish you all the best, all right?
Thank you.
All right. She Speaks. Jackson right here on Radio Caribbean International. Of course, She Speaks brought to you the kind compliments of our sponsor, Quartz and Dermalogix Acne, and of course, Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need.